When we seek to examine a subject as vast as the power of ideas and the impact that they can have on our lives, it is a subject that no single individual or organization can examine alone. A vast subject like this demands a collective, multidisciplinary collaboration across various geographies across the globe in the best traditions of the open source movement.
In our tradition, in the Indian tradition, knowledge is never treated as a property. It is always something that needs to be shared as widely as possible. So to look at the whole issue of intellectual property, the knowledge society that we have had traditionally, the mathematical advances that India created over the past millennia, I think here's a huge opportunity to, you know, explore all these issues, look at globalization, traditional Indian civilization, and find out the best approaches for India as a country.
If a mind is open, okay, then creativity will blossom. Creativity will blossom, then it gives a birth to innovation. Okay, so I consider open source in that terms.
Many other organizations have not only contributed to creation of new and useful knowledge, tools and intellectual property, they have identified new ways to collaborate and create and own IP.
My particular interest in this symposium was on one of the questions that was raised, which is the question of whether intellectual property is an oxymoron or not, because I think that seems to be the central question with the increasing propertization, as it were, of the intangibles. We need to start asking some core questions now.
The problem is not technology or content or this, it's putting, but how it will actually affect a daily student's life.
Right. The open source, for the first time, makes it possible for an individual to contribute in whatever way to an operating system. If you start contributing to the operating system, you can do anything else. It makes it less expensive, it makes it open, it makes value addition very simple, and I think it really becomes a public property.
And we've been working with people from India doing varieties of open source software now for greater than 10 years. So for me, it's been a charm to come here and in some ways see some of the people that I've never met who are doing translations from the Linux Documentation Project, who have been contributors to iBiblio in the case of art and humanities and anthropology. So one of the pleasures of this is not only to see how the government here is receptive to the ideas of openness and freedom and access to information, and not just software components, but how it permeates lots of the ways that which this is a developing economy that tries to balance capitalism, socialist needs, grand inequities of scale and of income, and tries to figure out ways to provide opportunities.
And appreciates the possibility of a deep morality to politics instead of the comparatively thin morality of balance of power, or what we came to think of as realism. It's the place where Richard Stallman looks against the background of 20th century Indian history like a political visionary speaking an ethical ideal as a foundation for social action, which is in other places in the world much more difficult to get across.
We're also very gravely concerned whether hardware systems could be developed where speedier literacy could be imparted. It's easy to make a person literate in a very short time. They talk of 60 or 100 hours or so, a matter of 3 or 4 months, and a person is able to read newspapers with that kind of literacy. Can hardware tools like that with open source and content software developed, content developed for teaching system, can that bridge this gap of almost a third of people are not literate? And almost, I think, 90% people have no access to English language. So what we see, the India that you see, is a creamy layer of a society, which is only about 2 or 3 or 4%. That's all. People who have studied in English, know English, work in English, and that's the people you come across because you just came to the creamy layer. And the rest of the people are equally intelligent, equally bright, but they just don't have access.
Open source has become just more than just a global phenomenon. It is a way of life. it has completely changed the way people think and the way people do business, and it is also providing unique opportunities that we didn't have one decade ago. So the true potential of open source has not yet been fully realized in this part of the world. It is only through the interaction and great emphasis in this area with organizations like Free Software Foundation and companies like Red Hat that we can see the true potential come out.
That open source is like open seeds. Open pollinated variety seeds are made through pollination of bees and butterflies acting in freedom. They are free in the sense they can be saved generation after generation. They are seeds of prosperity, they're seeds of life. Open source software is the same. It is a way of spreading prosperity and knowledge in society rather than creating scarcity, poverty, and deprivation.
For India, this localization is a very important issue. So if you use the open source, definitely the use of these local languages will increase in the by using this software, and also the business will increase.
Open source software is, in my opinion, unfortunately known more for the software. It ought to be known more for the building up and development and evolution of such collaborative communities.
The passion people have about free software, it's not about commercial versus non-commercial, it's about free versus proprietary. It's about open standards, it's about, you know, making money in an ethical way versus an unethical way.
I think a feature of open source is there not only for India, but in whole world.
It becomes a common platform for anybody to express their ideas and views and their inventions.
One thing that stood out from today's thing that I would like to quote again is that in another 20 years, like 200 years as he got it, intellectual property is going to be as absurd as human property used to be 200 years back.
We must strike a balance between those who create information, whether they be poets or authors or artists or even software developers, and those who consume that information. And we must have a system which encourages the continued pursuit of intellectual curiosity in conjunction with a healthy dose of personal passion.